President Trump's White House ballroom project is hitting its biggest roadblock yet. A federal appeals court today issuing a new ruling blocking further construction of that $400 million ballroom, saying only Congress has the authority to approve changes to the historic structure. Our Stephen Portnoy has been tracking this for us. And Stephen, I want to start with this. I mean, what is the essence of the judge's ruling here?
You know, basically, this 2-1 ruling from the D.C. Circuit Appeals Court is that the White House does not belong to the president, that he's not the owner of the executive mansion, that he's merely a tenant. And in this 2-1 ruling, the Obama and Biden appointed judges who ruled against the president said that, quote, whether or not a massive ballroom should be constructed is for Congress to decide and is not a matter for executive self-help. And so the bottom line is, the judges are saying that but for security or safety related things, the injunction that was imposed earlier this year by a lower court has to go into effect. Now, the ruling itself is paused for 2 weeks, and that's to allow for the president, if he decides to do it, to appeal, which he said today he's going to do.
Well, and Stephen, where does that leave this construction project?
Well, it's important to point out a couple of things. One, as I mentioned, the appeals court itself put in place a 2-week stay, a pause, to allow for the president to appeal, which he says on social media today, this unjust decision must be overturned by the Supreme Court in its entirety. The president says he's going to immediately appeal it to the Supreme Court. There's another step he could take if he wanted to, and that's called en banc review, which would have all the judges of the D.C. Circuit looking at it. But the president is going to go right to the Supreme Court. And he also pointed to what his own appointee, Naomi Rao, said in her dissenting opinion today, which is that the National Trust for Historic Preservation, which brought this lawsuit, doesn't have standing to sue. That was an argument that the administration has been making throughout this litigation, but was rejected by the majority, which said that the Congress has to vote to authorize this project, which the president has not really directly asked lawmakers to do.
Well, and Stephen, I'm also curious, I mean, what does this mean for the president's bunker that was supposed to go under that ballroom?
This really gets at the security and safety exception. And, you know, Judge Richard Leon of the district court, who looked at this earlier this year, said the president is making an argument that this ballroom is necessary for national security. The president demolished the east wing of the White House that historically had a bunker underneath it that dated back to World War II, FDR's time. Well, now the argument is that bunker needs to be replaced. And so the judge earlier this year said, all right, we will allow you to continue building those parts of this project that are necessary to the security and safety of the president. The appeals court judges today affirmed that. One of the things that Naomi Rao, the dissenting judge, said in her opinion is the idea that now the district court judge, Judge Richard Leon, is going to be required to review various parts of the plan and discern for himself what is or is not security related, which essentially would have the court micromanaging those decisions. That's what Naomi Rao believes. And the administration, I think, believes it's going to have a strong argument in that respect going to the Supreme Court on it.